Oh, if we have, if we there is a conflict between two groups of devotees, and if one side seems to be more fair, then should we be loyal to that side or should we be neutral to both? Neutral because we know both of them. In bhakti, there is a right, and then there is a right beyond right. Right beyond right means we consider Prithu Maharaj and Indra. Prithu Maharaj was right in doing the sacrifice. Indra was wrong in disrupting the sacrifice. But still, Brahmaji told Prithu that you stop, you desist. And when he desisted like that from punishing Indra for his wrong actions, by that, Vishnu was pleased and Vishnu appeared before him. The fruit he might or might not have got by assuring the 100 sacrifices, he got because he followed Brahma at that point. So Indra was, in a sense, attached. Indra was, so Brahmaji did not try to correct Indra because Indra was not going to understand at that time. So basically, the point I'm making is, as devotees, we don't always take decision based on simply on what is right. We also look at the right beyond the right. Means not just morally what is right, but also what serves the right purpose ultimately. In the Mahabharata, right and wrong are said to be determinable by three things: the intent, the content, and the consequence. Why somebody is doing something, what exactly they are doing, and what is the result of that. So, in terms of content, we may say that, you know, if somebody has justice on their side, we should be on their side. But in terms of consequence, if it causes more polarization, and then we also get sucked into the politics of the whole thing, then that may distract us from bhakti. So it depends on broadly three things: how strongly we feel about a situation, how significant is our say going to be in that situation, and how important is that for us in terms of our overall service to Krishna. So our emotion, our contribution, and its position in our overall service or our overall life. Sometimes something maybe we feel very strongly about it, but the two big people who are fighting, who are having a difference, and our say is not going to make much difference. Then by taking a stand, we might just become, as I said, sucked in the polity. Oh, you belong to that group, then another group doesn't treat you well, and this and that. Sometimes it may just be that we can't stay neutral, we have to identify with one group. So broadly, these three factors can help us arrive at a decision. So in general, you can see, okay, how can I be an agent for making things better? Sometimes my entering into the whole discussion might just mean that the whole confrontation becomes louder. And by staying out of it, it's just one less voice in that whole confrontation. But sometimes my entering into the discussion, into the whole issue, might help me to be a part of the solution. And this also we don't know. So we might just take a few steps to test the water and then decide based on that. So I would say it's not a, it's, no, don't turn, take a, think of it on the morality or karma or anything like that. Focus more on अनुकूल्यस्य संकल्प प्रतिकूल्यस्य वर्जनम. थिंक ऑफ हाउ बेस्ट कैन यू सर्व इन दैट सिचुएशन. सो इज इट बाय टेकिंग अ स्टैंड यू कैन डू द बेस्ट सर्विस, और बाय जस्ट चूजिंग नॉट टू गेट इन्वॉल्व यू कैन डू अ बेटर सर्विस. इट्स नॉट सो ईजी टू डिसाइड ऑल्सो, बट जनरली पर्पस प्रोवाइड्स परस्पेक्टिव. दैट मीन्स इफ यू हैव थॉट डीपली अबाउट what is it that you want to contribute through your life, what if your main service is going to be preaching, and the temple where you are going to preach, that itself is getting ripped apart or whatever between two groups, then you know, even if you preach, where are you going to get people to? Then you may decide that this is important for me, I have to get involved and I have to try to resolve this. But if you are more of a teacher than a preacher, where your purpose is just to give people the knowledge and leave it at that, then you may decide, okay, I'm going to be here for some time, in future I might be someone else. So wherever I am, I'll try to teach people Krishna Bhakti, to help those who are trying to teach Krishna Bhakti. But I don't want to get caught in any places issues. Then you may keep a distance. Is this addressing what I'm saying, or your thoughts something else?
One point, yes. The other one is also more about showing your support to your friend. Because both are at equal levels.
Oh.
One party should not feel that, like, you know.